Oh, but of course, President Cyril Ramaphosa's farm in Bela Bela continues to make headlines. If anything, at least, it's made us a little bit aware of the big money involved in game farming. Of course, there are still very serious questions that remain. Not least the question why police weren't notified or why a case wasn't opened because of the burglary at the president's farm. And also for the theft, the alleged theft of $4 million proceeds, the president says apparently came from a game sale. So plenty of questions being asked about, is there really that big money in game sales? And do farmers walk around with briefcases or cardboard boxes filled with 200 rand notes, valuing millions? And does the president have a case to answer when he has $4 million in foreign exchange just lying around his house? Charles Levitt is a tax executive at ENS Africa. We're going to be speaking to Ruan Nel in a short while, just talking about the big money in game farming. But if I had $4 million lying around my house, easy prey for a robber or two, I'd be getting a few calls from either SARS, the South African Revenue Service, and I'm sure the South African Reserve Bank, asking me what I'm doing with such a high value of USD simply just lying around my home, Charles.
Yeah, good morning, Lester. I mean, I think the issue, as you correctly set it out, is around the fact that it's USD. I mean, the Reserve Bank has, some quite strict requirements in terms of, how much foreign currency you can bring into the country, what you need to do with that foreign currency once you get back into the country, and, the timelines around that. And, I mean, the levels are in fact quite low, sort of in the region of 10,000 USD, if it's a foreign currency, or, 25,000 rand, give or take. So, that's the threshold if you're dealing in the other currency. It's different if you've got South African rand, because there's no limitation as far as that's concerned, and then you need to deal with SARS as far, I mean, in that regard.
I was corrected by a listener yesterday, and I used the analogy of me selling a car to a friend of mine for tens of thousands of rand, and I make a sale. It becomes an income. What the time frame would be for me to declare that to the revenue collector? But you're saying that's not necessarily the case. It is the case that it was USD that was in the president's home. What's the time frame from getting a large cash, the proceeds of a large cash sale, to when you have to either notify SARS or the Reserve Bank and saying, this is now in my possession?
Yeah, so let's split it up into the two different components. I mean, if it was South African rand, and I mean, there's no limitation in terms of dealing in ZAR at all. I mean, there are a number of people that do it. You can look at retailers, or lots of people use their card to pay for that, or their cafe on the corner. They would typically have a till, and they would receive all the cash into that till, and that would then give them an audit trail on I mean, for the amount received. Now, the two taxes that are relevant in the circumstances would be value-added tax, and whether when you receive cash, you need to declare that in your VAT return during the month that you received it. Most people, or a number of businesses, are registered on a 2-monthly basis, so it would be critical to then disclose that amount on your VAT return for that period, and that would be then, based on the tax period when you have received it. Now, from an income tax perspective, the amount has accrued to you once you have received the amount, so it would then be necessary to include that in your financial statement for that particular financial year. And as an individual, most of our financial years are the end of February. So you know, you would then have to pay tax on that amount that is received during that that year. So, you know, the normal rules would apply as far as that's concerned, and the onus would be on the person to make a full declaration of those amounts.
Mm. Charles, off the top of your head, what's the penalty for a forex violation? And of course, there's a difference with me bringing in, having in my possession $3,001 versus $4 million. But what are some of the penalties if you are found to have violated forex regulations?
Yeah, so in terms of those amounts, there are, you know, some exceptions for particular industries that can receive forex amounts, you know, the travel industry that would have, foreign visitors here. But, then you need to declare it within 14 days. In some instances, you need to declare it the next day. If you're a regular foreign traveler, then you can keep it, you know, for your next trip, and you've got a 90-day period for that. So, the indicator of that is that the time frames are in fact quite short. I don't know a lot about the penalty side of things, but my recollection is in fact that, you know, they are quite high. I think sort of in the, you know, the region of hundreds of thousands of rand for not complying with that. You know, the South African bank as a currency is quite sensitive. It's important that the National Treasury and the South African Reserve Bank is aware of how much currency is in circulation, and that's why they take situations like this so seriously and would investigate and deal with it quite specifically.
Charles DeVette, tax executive at ENS Africa. But joining me now, Ruan Nell. He is the director of Wildlife Ranching South Africa. We've learned more and more, not just over the last week or so, but over the last few months and years, that game farming, particularly in the president's favorite cattle, which is the Ankole cattle in Oryx. I know that there are some high profile buffalo farmers in South Africa. It's absolutely making a mint. But is it common for farmers to be traveling around with cardboard boxes of money to make a cash sale for a prime stud at a game auction?
Lester, good day, and thank you for having us on. Lester, that's very difficult to speculate on that. What I do know is that most game is sold and bought on game auctions, which go through most of the big game auction houses in South Africa. So that's where most of the transactions will take place.
But is it uncommon, or is it quite common within the industry? And of course, between farmers who have a good rapport with each other to make these sales and these purchases in cash? Are you familiar that it does happen?
Lester, yes. I think cash is something that we use across the country to buy bread, milk, to buy anything. So I'm sure if a transaction is done through cash and all the legal requirements happen, then I think there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you can buy any vehicle with cash as long as all the tax requirements and everything is adhered to.
Mm. No, as we just spoke about now with Charles, says that the issue in South African rand is no real issue. It's maybe when it comes to forex controls, when it becomes now an issue. Of course, declaring it is then also then important with the collector, the revenue collector as well. But it's really, the story has brought to light, and we've spoken in the past of how the president is an avid game breeder, that he absolutely loves Ankole cattle. In fact, imported South Africa's first Ankole embryos to South Africa, and has made himself a pretty rich man. Are we talking about a multi-million rand industry or a multi-billion rand industry in South Africa?
Lester, the total revenue of game sales for auctions in 2021 was around 311 million. But in saying that, you must understand the size. WRSA represents land under private protection of 1.5 times the size of the UK, and it's about 1,200 wildlife economies and enterprises in South Africa. So South Africa is, we've got a very beautiful story to tell about our game ranches and our wildlife, where South Africa is one of the few places in the world where game populations have thrived, and where it is, you know, under protection of private owners, rhino populations have thrived compared to the rhino population in state-owned parks. So I think it is a big industry. We employ over close to 500,000 people, which is very comparable to mining. So yes, I think it is a very solid industry, and it's something that South Africa needs to be proud of.
I was approached by someone very friendly, asked, do I want to invest in a buffalo, in a bull, in a stud. I don't have that money. I don't even dream of having that money, but apparently you can take out an investment, whether like you take out an investment in a car factory, and hopefully it makes money one day and you get your dividends, that you could actually invest in a portion of a game animal, most probably a bull or a stud, and that could make you very rich, a good return on investment on that.
Lester, yeah, again, that's very difficult for me to comment on, as I don't have any facts on that. It might happen, it might not. It all depends on the animal in question, as well as its value in breeding. The high-end stunt animals will reach you know, higher prices than the commercial herd, like cattle farming, like sheep farming. So too will scarce animals be much more expensive due to the rarity of the animal. So to comment just on one specific animal is very difficult for me to do at this stage. South Africa has got such a huge amount of animals. Our biodiversity is incredible compared to other places around the world. So, yes, I think that's something we need to be proud of.
Rowan Nell is the director of Wildlife Ranching South Africa. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review.